Now, Saturday Night Theatre.
The Blackbirds of St. Giles by Robert Birmingham.
Bolton! Here!
Captain Roper?
How's the cargo?
Oh, fine, Captain.
Good. I want those to be sold in Kingston, washed and shackled before we land.
Hi, Captain.
Oh, and the little blackamoor. After he's washed, wrapped in your best crocus material. Bring him to me.
He's a fine lad. Different from the rest. Didn't think he'd make the voyage.
How many did we lose this time?
Oh, not too bad, Captain. About 120.
Glad the little blackamoor wasn't amongst them. He's coming with us to England.
Oh, I...
He's for the Schofields, a special family.
Yeah, had a lot of trouble taking him from his tribe.
Aye. I'll need to be well compensated for that little darkie. It's a grand home. Mr. Adam Schofield and his good lady, Mistress Isabel Schofield. Don't be shy now. Come along, little one. You're a fortunate darkie. Many of the poor whites in the streets of London would give anything to live somewhere like this.
Oh, you're back from your voyage.
Aye, from the dark continent across the sea.
And you've brought Mrs. Schofield's little mascot. She'll be ever so pleased.
A finer little blackamoor you couldn't find, Queenie.
Oh, Captain, may I be the first to stroke his woolly hair?
Aye.
I need the look.
Aye.
Oh, it's so lovely and curly. I'll fetch the Schofield. Mrs. Schofield, ma'am, the captain is here. He brought your little pickaninny.
Captain Roper, welcome back to London.
Thank you, Mr. Schofield. I'm pleased to be home again.
I hope your journey wasn't too difficult.
It's never easy.
The day you left, I have been so filled with excitement. You kept your promise. You brought my little page.
The favorite son of an Igbo chief.
A real savage prince.
Quite a few natives lost their lives trying to stop us taking him from their village.
Oh, you took him by force.
Well, we had permission from their rival chiefs. If we hadn't captured him, they'd have killed him anyway.
Did you suffer many losses?
These savages are no match for civilized men. They attacked with spears against our muskets.
How pathetic.
Oh, I must touch his head. Don't be afraid. Oh, dear.
Come along, Amelia. Look. He's the little blackamoor. You can touch his hair.
Oh, hello, Mama.
He's good, look.
Yes, that's right. He's about your age.
No need to be scared. Oh, look how he cringes.
His hair is like wire.
What is he saying?
Well, I think he's saying he's cold, he is hungry.
Queenie, let's take him to the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am, I will fill him up.
Oh, Mama, can I come?
Captain Roper, do you think he will try to escape?
Well, ma'am, he is a savage. Quite possible he might try to run away. I'd keep a close eye on him until he can be trusted.
Ma'am, I'll keep an eye on him.
You will? Thank you, Queenie. Excuse me, Captain. Mm-hmm. Come along, Queenie, Amelia. Let us all take him to the kitchen.
I made sure that none of the crew got hold of your little blackamoor, Mr. Schofield. He's as pure as the day we took him from his village.
May he remain so the rest of his life.
As you will.
He is to serve Mrs. Schofield as her page. You think him intelligent?
What for?
To be a page.
Oh, difficult to say.
Well, you think he is capable of being taught? I've heard that the Negro's brain is smaller than that of white people.
Well, he managed to pick up the word water.
Oh, then he can learn. If he is capable of learning one word, he is capable of much more. How much are you asking for him?
20 guineas.
It's rather costly.
A genuine savage prince?
We just asked for a little blackamoor. Oh, very well. Here, 20 guineas.
Ah, good doing business with your good self, Mr. Schofield. I thank you, sir. Oh, and sir, if you so desire, on my next voyage to the Dark Continent, I could bring you a most beautiful, untouched negress.
Untouched.
Oh, I would personally make sure she was so.
My madam would never allow another woman into her home. Not even a beautiful, untouched negress.
In your home? Never. But I have known of a gentleman such as yourself, for whom I have brought an angel of darkness. And very willing she was. He made arrangements with a widow to have her as domestic help. Free labour for the old dear, and that negress looked after that old widow a treat. And now and again this gentleman would turn up late at nights and would not leave before dawn, and his spouse none the wiser.
Well, I thank you for bringing the little blackamoor for my wife on this occasion.
Very pleased to be of service. But should you change your mind about that other matter, leave word at the tavern by the wharf for Captain Roper.
Adam, please see who it is.
Queenie.
I'm sorry, ma'am, to intrude so early in the morning.
Dear Queenie, what is the matter?
I do apologise, Mr. Schofield, but I'm at the end of my wits with that little blackamoor.
Tobias, what has he done?
He is a monster, an awful little monster.
Come, Queenie, do explain. What has he done?
He bit me finger.
He did what?
The little brute.
The primitive little black monster bit me finger.
Oh, my dear Queenie, how awful.
I put him to bed in his chamber, and I came and found him sleeping in a corner on the floor. He won't use the necessary house.
Oh.
So many times I would show him what the clothes stool is for, and he messes in one corner and then moves to sleep in the other corner on the floor.
Oh, how disgusting.
He can't be taught anything.
What are you saying, Queenie?
Oh, Master, I've tried many ways of teaching him that when he wants something to ask, but it hasn't sunk into his thick little skull.
But he can't already have gained command of the King's English.
So many times I would catch him climbing onto the cupboard to steal the biscuits from the jar. I would slap his hands and lift him kicking and crying off the cupboard. And in a little while, before me very eye, he would be climbing up the cupboard again and trying to get at the biscuits.
He's simply stubborn.
He has learned how to get at the biscuits.
Can't have you being a slave to him.
The worst thing is that he's forever snivelling, crying or howling as if he's been done a serious injury. Injury. It sounds so awful. Oh, ma'am, I've had enough of it. I simply can't go.
Can't you? What are we to do?
Queenie, where is Tobias now?
He's in the kitchen, screaming at the top of his voice.
Come, Isabel.
On the floor, his hands tied behind his back and his feet to the kitchen table.
Ma'am, don't mind the mischief he would have got up to. No, ma'am, I've had to.
Then please untie
but
him.
But, ma'am, that's the way the slave owners settle the slave.
No.
Oh, ma'am, Master, don't think badly of me. I had to leave him that way. Tell me you understand, please. He'd go completely wild
if he was left untied.
My dear Isabel.
Oh, Adam, not now, Adam, not now. You must go to your club. I have to meet Lady Violet and the others.
It's been a long time.
You must have patience with me.
Whenever I visit your chamber, it's always the wrong time, or you have a headache, or you're arranging some function with your friends.
I was truly shocked and surprised at Queenie's treatment of Tobias. We had always agreed that if we ever had a little blackamoor, we would treat him properly.
I was sure Queenie would be as kind to him as she has been to me all my life.
She's afraid of him.
He is a child.
He's different.
I would rather be rid of him than have him endure such treatment in our abode.
You've pestered me for the past 2 years to have your little blackamoor.
But not to have him screaming at the top of his voice because he is shackled to a table.
Isabel, I am well aware of the real reason why you so desperately wanted to have a little blackamoor.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's easy to be fooled into believing that it was to signify your good fortune, as is the fashion. But the real reason is because you are afraid to have another child.
Adam!
It is the case.
No blackamoor could be to me as our own flesh and blood.
You are afraid to have another child, and that is the reason you so often keep me away from your bed.
It's not true.
Look, I know your bearing Amelia was difficult. I spent most of the 9 months in bed, and I almost lost you with her delivery, but you shouldn't let it destroy the enjoyment in our lives. I agreed to have the little blackamoor, knowing you were trying to hide away from yourself and from me.
If you feel that way, why don't you put him up for sale?
Oh, that would be the most natural and expected thing to do, but I shan't.
Well, he can't be left in Queenie's care anyway.
I have an idea that might prove beneficial to Tobias and to us all.
It's a nice day. It's lovely in the garden. I want to be your friend, Tobias. Oh, please. Please, Tobias, be my friend. Please, when I touch you, don't move away. You're Tobias. Tobias. Don't move away, Tobias. Don't be so shy. I won't hurt you. My name is Amelia. My name is Amelia. Your name is Tobias. Your name is Tobias. Tobias.
Tobias.
Yes, Tobias. That's good. Tobias, that's good. Queenie says that Tobias might not be your real name, that it might have been given to you by Captain Roper. But it's a nice name. A nice name. I'm going to hold your hand, Tobias. Hold hands? That's right, hold hands. Oh, Tobias, the palm of your hand is almost as white as mine. And your hands are so warm.
Adam, quickly, quickly, come here.
Isabel, you called.
Look through the window. Amelia and Tobias holding hands.
We must put a stop to this.
I'll see to it. What do you think you're doing, Amelia?
Walking in the garden with Tobias.
Come here.
Oh, Mama, don't pull me.
You're not allowed to.
Oh, Mama, what have I done? Why, Mama, why do you pull me away?
You're not allowed to hold hands with Tobias.
Why, Mama, why?
Don't question me.
It's not fair. It's just not fair.
Tobias is not like you.
He also belongs to me, and I should be allowed to play with him.
When you're older, you'll understand.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Excuse me, sir. There's a Mark Alley to see you. He's a black man, sir. He says he's been sent by a Mr. Sharp, a Mr. Granville Sharp.
Oh, yes, I will see him.
Here, in your study.
Yes, show him in.
Oh, very well, sir. Come this way, if you please. Sir, Mark Alley.
Thank you, Queenie. Do please enter, Mark Alley.
I was sent by my master, Mr. Armstrong.
Mr. Armstrong?
Yes, he was approached by the very distinguished Mr. Granville Sharp, the notable abolitionist.
Ah, yes. I'm acquainted with Mr. Sharp. I should tell you, Mark Alley, that your reputation is most impressive. Oh,
thank you, sir.
I was assured that you have the ability and qualities necessary to do the task required.
You're very kind, sir.
I would like you, nonetheless, to tell me something about yourself, your present situation, where you were born, your aptitudes, and so forth.
Well, my parents were Africans from the Gambia, and they had traveled to Europe as free people, and so I was born in Spain.
Spain?
Yes, I was later brought to England by the Windsors, a family in whose care I was left by my parents as a boy.
And then?
The Windsors took me to the West Indies, Trinidad, where we stayed for several years before I returned to Britain.
What happened to the Windsors?
Well, bad judgment and wrong investment made for their financial ruin, sir.
So they placed you with the Armstrongs?
That's correct, sir.
Your English is very good.
Thank you. I also speak fluent Spanish and Swahili and read and write in all of them.
Most impressive. How do you find your present situation?
Well, I don't think it would be too bold of me to say that Mr. Armstrong is happy with me. Well, because he has told me so.
Tell me more about yourself.
Well, I have a lot of friends. One very special, which my master knows about, but expects me to be responsible and discreet, sir.
Of course. Well, that's highly satisfactory. So, you appreciate our expectation of you.
Indeed I do, sir, and it shouldn't be a problem.
You're very confident.
I have, sir, undertaken similar service before.
Then I shall be looking forward to a rapid progress.
I understand, sir. Mm-hmm. So you are the one. Little Tobias. I can tell you are Ibo by the small marks on your face.
Ibo?
Yes, yes, yes. You're Ibo. I can't speak your language, but that will not be a problem.
Ibo?
No, I am not Ibo, but you and I are going to be good friends. I'm going to teach you the ways of the white man, all about the little tricks to survive in the white world. But before that, you have to learn about the Negro's way of life in this land.
This is what you want.
Bella. Bella.
Come.
Come on, Tobias.
Ah, my brother, Magali. It is such a long time. You are a dark horse. So I have a rival. You have a child with another woman. I have been saving myself for you. Others are saying I am barren.
No, Bella, this is Tobias. I am showing him the ropes.
You are a fine boy. So, you are Tobias.
Tobias.
If he was your child, I would have expected he would be half white.
Bella.
It is rumored that you are now a lodger. In the house of the white family where you are.
Well, it's not true, Bella.
That is the way many of our boys get their freedom. They are being with the mistress in the house where they live.
That can't be freedom. Well, Bella, are you going to show us about the jungle?
I will. But I don't know if the child will understand.
He'll see and he'll learn.
You are sure you want the boy to see Negro prostitutes, drunkards, thieves, these people in rags inhabiting the underworld?
I want him to see and know everything.
Aye, my brother.
I want him to know how lucky he is.
These three girls I'm hiding. The tall one is 15. She was rescued on the way to be sold. But not before her captors had had their way with her.
What will you do with her?
She has already experienced her future.
What sadness.
The other two. One is 10, the other 11.
They're so young.
These I will try to place in good homes.
Gambler.
I wonder why these people like to gamble in the dark.
Tobias, stay close to me.
Warn the dice! The dice of liberation! The dice of freedom! This is the dice! The dice that's going to make me a big man!
Shut your mouth and fling the dice, man!
I bet my money! I trade what I like! My money! My true paradise! Paradise! Dice! Dice!
It's all right, Tobias, it's all right. They're so fierce.
They are the people of the night. They have to hide in the back streets of the city. Oh, we are just in time. Father Lantern is about to
play. A Negro priest?
He is fancy. They believe the white man will be the salvation of our people.
Uh-huh.
You are the chosen children from Africa. Before the total destruction of that continent, those you have left are to perish by fire and brimstone.
Yes. 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 What is he saying?
You are the chosen few.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. He is prophesying the destruction of Africa.
Moses, what is the rest? To lead the chosen children to prison. Away from destruction.
Yes. Yes.
See this man speaking to himself?
Mm-hmm.
He has lost his wit.
He is caught by the spirit of the drums, yes?
He has been brought to the drums to cure him.
Mm-hmm.
Many of our people are not correct. They can't take it in this strange land. He's trying to curb his illness.
Bella, I think we have seen enough.
We have to go through the crowd.
What's he saying?
Children out of Africa, we are of one mother. We must unite.
Tobias, where is Tobias?
He's coming.
Tobias.
Susu Ai.
Is he Igbo?
His tribe is language.
Do you speak Igbo better?
No. He's saying the same thing all the time. It was told to me.
Susu Ai.
Yes. Yes, Tobias. Your language. Your language.
Yes. No, no. Come down. Yes.
My dear little Tobias, you have made good progress. You've served the master and mistress at home, and they have been very pleased with you. Now you are to serve at this ball in one of the grandest houses in London. Lots of very important people will be present. This is your big day. Now, you must understand that appearance is very important. You must be clean from head to toe, and you must be polite. And turn around. Let me look at you. Oh, no, you must keep your copper neck bangle clean and polished. It must shine, and your skin must be lightly oiled. Straighten your breeches. Pull up your stockings and fix your garters. Not bad. Yes, that's better. Much better indeed. Right. Now for your etiquette. You must bow when one of the gentlemen take a glass from your tray. Remember to bow, not too low. Step forward. Just neatly bow your head. And slightly bend your legs back. Like this. It's not funny. Not funny. Never laugh. Never giggle, smile, or show pleasure. You understand?
I understand.
If you laugh, you'll be punished. Now, it's time for you to go into the main hall to serve the guests. Take your tray. Right. Do what I say, and you'll be all right.
There, Lady Violet, is Mrs. Schofield's little blackamoor.
How quaint he is.
He is indeed lovely.
His presence must signify that Mrs. Schofield is about.
Mm.
The king has not yet arrived.
Oh, Trudy, I so hate when people expected to be present on such occasions are late.
You're always the first to arrive, Lady Violet. It gives you the advantage to form a view as to whether the dress of those that come after befits the fashion.
It also enables me to appreciate the decor.
Mrs. Adam Schofield.
Her blackamoor is so well trained, he is meeting her at the entrance.
She certainly looks lovely escorted by her page. Oh, dear Isabel, how delightful you're looking.
Mm. I thank you, Lady Violet. Good day, Trudy.
Good day, Mrs. Schofield.
It's so unlike you not to have been punctual.
Ah, some matters to attend to.
Could it be you wanted to make a grand entrance with your page?
That was not the case, Lady Violet. Oh, my dear Isabel.
It succeeded regardless.
You have been doing well, Tobias. There have been no complaints from the mistress and her friends at any of the social gatherings where you served. Everyone has been pleased with you. And so have I. Today, you're going to have a different experience. You are going to serve the master at his club.
I serve master?
Mm-hmm. To serve the master, you must be good. Tobias, you serve the master and his friends. Then you stand aside and watch. Never let it be seen as if you're in the way. That's all you need to do. You understand?
Understand.
It's all right, Adam. You've done it again. It was a great battle. You've proved a worthy opponent, the best swordsman in the land.
You certainly didn't make it easy for me,
huh? Don't you forget that when we started fencing at King's, you didn't beat me then.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, well, my technique is improving, and someday... Come, Tobias, bring us some port. Oh, Adam, is this the same darky you wanted to be taught by one of his own?
He is indeed. Tobias. Little Tobias.
Seems a fine lad.
Oh, that he is.
Yeah, it's at times like this at one's club that a gentleman can enjoy a good port.
Hear, hear.
It's so strange. You, the philanthropist, being in the company of the likes of Mr. Sharp and those other abolitionists... And now you have your own little darky in your household.
Well, so does Dr. Johnson.
Yeah, I know.
It's as much for Tobias's salvation as the need of my dear lady to feel in keeping with the time.
No, that I can well understand.
You do.
I know you ignored your inheritance left to you by your uncle because of plantation slavery.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, what a privilege.
Would that I could ignore it all.
No, I can't believe that. Men of your type were bred to lead, to take responsibility. It goes against the grain for someone like you to have concerns and conscience about slavery.
What are you saying?
Oh, this is really fine port. Really fine. They were lovely. Come, my little soot, bring us some more port.
Don't let it get the better of you.
You know... It's rumored that you're amongst those very notable gentlemen who visit the woman Letitia, the most exquisite black female in all the world.
It is true. I have visited Letitia.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Is it true, then? Is she as beautiful, intelligent, witty, and sensuous, as they say?
She is.
But you must have found similar qualities in a white woman.
Never in just one.
Oh.
Hey, Mark Alley.
Yes, Queenie, what is it?
What's happening, Queenie?
Shh. It's Tobias. Amelia, quickly go and call the mistress and the master if he's about. Quickly.
Yes, Queenie.
Did you see in a bit? He's in the master's study.
Queenie, what's
now, it's Tobias pretending to be an aristocrat.
What would he say?
We must be quiet. Now, I'll open the door slowly.
In pizza. In pizza. Rather fine, not plenty, lovely, fine, poor.
He's got the master's wig on.
It's too big for his head. Come, come, my little suit. Show me some more port. Lovely.
Oh,
Excuse me, Mrs. Schofield, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, Tobias?
Yes, ma'am.
Please open my parasol.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Tobias. You love the fun fair, don't you, Tobias?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh!
Oh, dear, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
It's quite all right.
I almost knocked you over.
Don't worry.
Oh, what a delightful little darky. How smart. How gentle he looks.
I thank you.
He does you proud.
He does. Yes. I believe he does do me proud.
Hello.
Oh, how are you, Louisa? Adam, you remember Miss Cooper?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Schofield, how are you?
I have no complaints.
How wonderfully substantial you've become. Isabel must be doing you the world of good. How is little Goldie?
Amelia? Oh, she is quite well.
Oh, there's your little blackamoor. He's so beautifully liveried. He's so respectful standing there in the foyer.
Yes, I suppose he does look somewhat distinctive.
Oh, don't pretend. You must know all of London is charmed by your little blackamoor.
Amelia? Why are you being so miserable?
It's not fair, it's not fair.
Oh, what's the matter now?
Everybody is allowed to be with Toby and not me. Everybody hates me.
Oh, no, Amelia, that's not true.
He is always allowed to be with people, you and you are constantly told to take me elsewhere.
Well, little girls are brought up differently.
Why?
Well, it has to be proper.
Isn't it proper for little girls to listen to conversations of grown-ups?
Well, you will be able to speak to anyone when you're older.
Toby is not older than me.
Toby is different.
It's not true. He has the freedom to go everywhere and do everything, just because he is a boy.
Goldsmith has certainly made his imprint on the English stage. I particularly enjoyed when the supposed gentleman from London came to court Tony Lumpkin's sister.
Oh, it was brilliantly performed.
Oh, Adam, I'm glad we decided to go to Covent Garden Theatre.
Oh, so am I. Oh, I'm beginning to feel a little tired. I'd better prepare for bed.
Oh, Adam, we really must make a decision about Amelia's education.
Do you still want to send her away?
Yes. I think she should study in Europe.
Why Europe?
Because she would receive an education that would make her suitable to be the wife of an aristocrat.
You've planned not only her education, but her entire life.
I'm no different from other mothers.
My dear Isabel, that I know.
I'm so proud of Tobias. He has made such wonderful progress.
Mark Alley did very well.
He's got such a quick brain.
Oh, he's bright.
He is. He just needs to be shown or told something once, and he retains it always. We should send him to school.
To school?
I was told about a Wesleyan school run for little blackamoors like Tobias.
Well, that's a very good idea. After all, I mean, it wouldn't do for other people's servants to be able to read and write if our own little blackamoor could not.
Oh, my sweet Adam, I'm so fortunate. You're so understanding.
Oh, Queenie, you're still here.
Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't sleep.
Nor can I.
I thought I would come to the pantry and make myself some hot milk.
Oh, I'll make it and I'll bring it to your chamber.
No, you should be in bed. What's the matter?
Why do you think something's wrong? You can't sleep and neither can I.
I've been to bed. At least I've tried. You haven't.
I'm all right. Just let me be.
Oh, please, Queenie. You've been with me most of my life. What is it?
Nothing. Nothing. You and the master have done so much for me. It was a delight to look after you when you were a baby, to see you grow into a woman, and to have the chance to care for little Amelia after she was born. Oh, she was the most wonderful little creature on God's earth. Looking after her gave me such pleasure. I never missed a husband and child of my own until...
Until what? Oh, Queenie, you haven't any regrets.
No. No regrets.
Just happy memories. There was only the one time. I thought I'd go mad.
Oh, Queenie, why?
I was so happy when little Toby was brought to this household. We were all ever so happy. I knew what his being here would mean for this family.
Then you began to hate him.
Yes. And I hated myself for it. And now he's doing us proud. He's everything we hoped he would become.
Yes, I am proud of him.
I'm sure you are. Thanks to Mark Alley. Oh, ma'am, he's such a lovely man. A wonderful spirit. If only...
If only what? Oh, I see. Now I understand why you couldn't sleep, why you were sad.
Oh, ma'am.
I always knew you were fond of Mark Alley, but I did not realize you had come to regard him as a man.
Whatever do you mean?
I had noticed that after Mark Alley joined us, you started putting more starch in your white apron and your cuffs and caps. You began to comb your hair well back, and a smile would appear on your face whenever Mark Alley happened to be near.
Well, he is elegant, attractive. He always knows the right thing to say. And he always manages to make me laugh. My cheeks go flaming rosy when he's close to me.
But you're sad because Mark Alley's work with us is now done.
Oh, ma'am, I will miss him.
Oh, poor, poor Queenie.
Mark Alley, please come forward. This day, your work with us has been done. And on behalf of the members of this household, Mark Alley, I would like to thank you. We appreciate the good work you have done on little Tobias. And I know that you are soon to travel with your master, Mr. Armstrong, to America. Mark Alley, this day has been set aside for feasting and merriment in your honor. The dancers, acrobats, and jugglers have already started the entertainment and celebration outside on the lawn. As a token of my personal appreciation, I would like to give you this small present.
A waistcoat.
A yellow waistcoat.
With dots.
Yellow is to suggest the brightness you've brought to all of us.
And the black specks. Thank you very much, Mr. Schofield. I will remember, sir. I will remember. I thank you all.
Come, let us all go out and celebrate.
Yeah. Tobias, you and I have come a long way in a short time.
This is goodbye.
I always knew it would come. And I knew it would be hard.
I prayed this day would never come.
So did I, Tobias. So did I.
You became to me like my father. I know I will never see you again. I have known for a long time that I am never going to see my own parents again. You became the closest person to me in my life. Now I'm also losing you.
I have taught you almost everything I know. I know you will grow up and you will be strong. I have the faith that you will beat this world that has captured you and made you a servant and a slave. You must think of me and remember all that I have taught you. And who knows? You might one day be the savior of our people. Wherever you find yourself in the world, you'll be someone of whom the black race will be proud.
I'll try, Mark Alley. I'll try.
I know. That's all I ask.
Attention. Boys, today we are pleased to welcome a new boy amongst us. Little Tobias belongs to a most distinguished family in London, the Schofields. He's a little shy of us, as was each and every one of you when you first crossed the threshold of the Wesleyan school. Do you remember your first day?
Yes.
Now it's up to you to make little Tobias welcome among us. I'm inviting each boy to step forward and welcome little Tobias. Is there a volunteer amongst you?
Yes, sir.
Please step forward, little Giorgio.
Welcome, little Tobias.
Come, come, little Tobias. Say thank you to Giorgio.
Thank you, Giorgio.
Sign says apothecary. The same as the letter. Come, Giorgio.
Oh, hello. And what can I do for you boys?
Sir, we came to see the apothecary.
Yes, that's me.
You wrote to us, sir.
I did.
In reply to our letter?
I did.
This is the letter.
Oh, I see. About the apprenticeship.
Yes, sir.
I see. You wrote your letter by yourself?
That we did, sir. We both went to the Wesleyan school. The principal is prepared to give us references.
We can read, do arithmetic, and keep a good book.
And we had some Latin.
Oh, that's very good. However, I must tell you that you're not the sort of apprentices that I had in mind.
But, sir, I don't understand.
Tell us, sir, what sort of apprentice you
need.
Now,
you needn't concern yourself about that.
Sir, we'll be able to do the job, and we're willing to learn.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, why don't you become brass polishers, or go to the stables, look after the horses, you'd enjoy that.
Let us go together.
No, you would.
He would be prepared to have dunces or murderers as long as they were not blackamoors.
We've been wasting our time. When we were small, we were welcomed at all levels in Albion. We were the envy of the poor riffraff of the city, white and black. We were so valued. Given the best of an education, and the ambition that goes with it became as close to us as our colour. And now they want to keep us out. At times like this, I wish I could have remained a little blackamoor always.
My compliments, Queenie, for a most delicious supper.
Thank you, sir.
Isabel, I'm retiring to my study.
Very well. Oh, I wish I could retire and take port.
Why isn't Tobias helping you to clear up?
Ma'am. These days, I'm ever so worried about Tobias. He's not the same.
But why, Queenie? Isn't he happy?
He's not happy. And youngsters like him will cause a lot of trouble. That people like you and the master, the good ones, gave their blacks education and made them have ideas like free white people. They thought they could gain apprenticeships in trades, and now they've come of age, everywhere they turn, they're made to feel unwelcome. For the first time in their lives, they feel like failures. They'll start to hate what they are, and maybe they'll start to hate those people who've made them what they are.
I really can't see what Tobias has to be unhappy about. When he carries my parasol when we go on outings.
I doubt he's happy about that.
He's only expected to serve as my page at the occasional banquet and escort me to church on Sundays.
All I'm saying is that Tobias is not himself.
Do you think he's met someone?
He's a man. It won't be long before it happens.
He is very handsome.
He was out all night. I'm a very light sleeper. I hear him every time he sneaks past my door. Usually, it's just before the cock crows. And now, he's returned from church with the family, changed his clothes, and gone off. I haven't seen him since.
Where could he be going?
To meet his friends. Oh, ma'am, they meet at St. Giles. The pamphlets call them the Blackbirds of St. Giles.
Tobias is one of them.
I believe he is.
I will have a word with him. He'll be led astray.
Hi, Tobias. Where's Giorgio?
I
I don't know.
Man, don't worry with me. He just wanted to give Joy a hard time.
Me? Give Joy a hard time? You know that ain't true. Man, you know anything hard you get Joy making glad. All you know that is true.
Boy, I ain't telling you.
Toby, Jamie, listen to this. I ain't calling names, you hear? There was this fellow who lived in a big house from the time he was a little boy. Soon as he started developing and reached puberty, the mistress of the house started making a play for him.
Well, you know, see him was big.
It's me talking about.
Guess what this big fella do?
What he do?
He run away from the mistress and the big house.
You run away?
I tell you, it's me big talking about.
Well, tell us, man, why you run.
Jimmy, man, I had to run you here. The mistress stopped stroking me on my head to give she luck and started stroking parts that were causing me embarrassment.
She make you rise.
No, right. The point, right, is that this fellow had the choice of giving his mistress what she wanted or taking up with a street woman.
It's a matter of survival.
You're right, man. I'm safe with them. Street woman then.
Well, I tell you, if the mistress nice, I'd be staying home and the mistress can stroke me till I die. What about you, Tobias?
Well, I don't know.
Tell them, Toby.
The risk is great if you're with the mistress of your house. And it can be dangerous to run away. You're at the mercy of the constables and the bounty hunters. And you can never feel safe with a street woman.
Here come Joy. Put it to him.
Put what to me?
Bill's want to know what you would do if you had to choose between going with your mistress or taking up with a street woman.
I'm bewildered.
I'm bewildered. What if you had to choose between your master and a street woman?
Look, I will bet it. I know you can call her street woman all you like. But I know I'm happier with her in our little hideaway than I was in that big house with all that luxury and privileges.
Yes.
Freedom is what it's all about.
Oh, Tobias.
Queen?
Oh, Tobias, I'm sorry. Oh, do forgive me. I'm so happy I could cry.
Oh, why?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
What happened?
Miss Amelia has arrived home from Europe.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm so happy I could cry. Tobias!
Oh, Miss Amelia.
Tobias, how have you been?
I'm all right.
Oh, Tobias, I'm amazed how much you've grown. You're still very shy.
Sorry, Miss Amelia.
Don't be silly. Whatever are you sorry for? Come, Tobias. Cheer up.
It's good that you've come home, Miss Amelia.
Thank you, Tobias.
Excuse me, Miss Amelia. I have to see Mrs. Schofield. Mom?
Tobias, where have you been? You haven't been here. Where were you? You didn't sleep in your chamber last night.
I did not know you were in the habit of looking in my chamber at night.
Oh, Tobias, how rude! What has come over you?
I mean...
How dare you! Go away, get out of my sight!
Ever since I was brought to England from Trinidad, I always knew the day would come when I would have to make a decision about my life. There were times when I was a boy, that I wished I would never grow up. That I would be a dwarf.
We all felt that way.
Yes.
You know, I noticed as I grew older, the master's expression started to be serious every time my mistress was kind and appreciative to me.
Yeah, but Trini, your master was carrying on with a woman other than his wife. I mean, that puts you in serious danger.
Why?
Trini, you knew about your master. And him couldn't say anything when his wife was being gentle and kind to you. But jealousy was growing inside him. And the only thing him could do would be to kill you. But one thing you could do was to run away.
No, runaway blacks are treated the same way. But no different from all those black beggars we've seen throughout our growing up years in the streets.
There's no black beggars in Jamaica. You're either a servant in the house on the plantation or you run away up into the hills.
Barbados is the same.
There's no ears in my head.
It's harder for us blacks like us. All our lives, we have been pampered and privileged. I travel with my family all over the world, different parts.
Mm.
I was treated well. But I tell you, despite my education, out there on the street, we are all just like any other black beggar.
But we're not dressed different?
Sure, but white people don't like to see blacks in groups together.
The pamphlets in London Gazette call us the Black Birds of St. Giles. And liken us to hawks or vultures descending upon and preying on innocent street women.
Innocent street women.
And it is this that will get us in serious trouble. White people don't like to see black men and white women together except as their servants.
Come on, man. But them women around here, they're just Jezebels.
It doesn't matter. They don't like to see black men and white women together.
We're just having fun.
At what price?
Man, to a Jew, that is a price you don't have to pay.
He might pay for all of it.
You can all laugh. But some of you have started living with them. You think these white men are going to be happy to see you with their women walking down their streets?
Joy,
I need to talk to you.
Sounds serious?
Joy, I don't like it when the fellas make fun of you in the way they do.
They can say what they like. It doesn't bother me.
Look, you and I have known each other most of our lives.
Hmm? What are you getting at?
Joy,
I know what you want to say.
How long do you think you can continue the way you are?
You're talking about me and Mr. Redgrave, aren't you?
Well, you haven't been discreet about your life with your master.
My master is a very important figure in society, a member of Parliament, and he is sympathetic with the cause of the abolitionist. It is obvious I would have a lot to say about him.
You seem to accept being with him as a way of life.
Is my way of life any worse than anyone else's?
But is it what you want?
It's a bias! What did you expect? I was captured in a village in Africa when I was a little boy.
So was
I. My sister, mother, and father captured too. We were separated on board the slave ship. I was aware on the ship that my mother had been shackled to a woman from our village who had been the family servant.
Joy, we each have our tragic story to tell.
I still harbor the thoughts of that slave ship when I saw my father crying. The sailors would creep in late at night to where we were and would unlock the shackles from my mother's feet and would drag her away, struggling out of the ship's hold. They'd be gone for about 30 to 40 minutes and my mother would be brought back, reshackled, shame and humiliation in her eyes. Her head bowed down low. I would look at my father in the opposite corner of the ship's hold and then at my mother. They would look towards each other and then look away.
I understand how you feel.
My father never uttered a word, but I could feel his pain. The pain and humiliation that has remained with me to this day.
But it must also be your strength.
That experience made me realize that I have no right to expect or hope for anything special in this life.
Oh, Joy, you couldn't be more wrong.
My father was a big man in our village in Africa. Everyone used to go to him with their problems, but he found himself enslaved and helpless. He couldn't defend himself or rescue his wife or protect his son.
But you're older and you're wiser now, and it's up to you to protect yourself.
I took a view long ago that to be a man, whatever that means, does not guarantee safety. That if my survival depends on being like a woman to a man who wants me, then so be it.
Oh, my lovely. Come, have a seat over here on the bed.
Don't know that I should.
Oh, don't be silly, my love. Oh, you're a fine one, Alice.
My name's Alison Wilkinson.
Oh, is it there?
Yes.
My apologies. That's a fine name indeed. Fine, beautiful name for a young, beautiful creature like you. You know, no sooner I walked into that tavern than my eyes fell on you, and I thought to myself, now, there's a wonderful little creature that had seen me put right.
What are you doing?
disrobing, my dear, and... Well, I suggest you'd better do the same.
No, I couldn't. Look, I've changed my mind.
What do you mean?
We only just met, and I don't know you.
Well, I'm Paddy Padmore.
Try to understand. This is the first time ever alone in a chamber with a man. I thought I could, but I can't. Well,
You've never...
No.
Your first time?
Yes. Honest.
How lovely.
I couldn't. I can't.
Look, I'm a travelling man. I came all the way from Bristol to London by way of Orson Cart to deliver a runaway darkie. I'll be needing to be back on my way before nightfall. I haven't got the time to be ferreting about. You came here with me of your own free will. We agreed a price. A bargain's a bargain for one thing. So let's just get on with it.
I told you, I haven't done it before.
I'll make a good start.
I don't want to.
You haven't got any choice. None.
Please.
Willing or not, I'll be having you this day.
All right.
You well?
I'm a bit shy.
Oh, it'll be all right.
You turn round while I disrobe. Oh,
of course. I can be very understanding and gentle. Hey. Hey. Come back here! Come back here!
Help me. Yeah, help me.
Quickly, behind this gate. That way! Where's she go?
That way.
Oh, thank you.
Who was he?
Oh, I don't know. Thank you ever so much.
What happened?
Nothing.
Why was he pursuing you?
Oh, so stupid. I thought I could. But I had no choice.
Did he hurt you?
No. Thank God.
My name is Tobias.
Oh, thank you for saving me. I owe you so much.
I'm Tobias. What's your name?
Alison Wilkinson. I was so desperate. I tried what seemed like the only way out, and I ended up in a chamber with that man, but I couldn't. I don't know what to do now.
Oh. So you haven't got anyone?
No.
Trini!
Hey, Tobias! Good to see you! I see you with a friend.
This is Alison.
Alison.
Alison, meet Trini.
Hello.
Glad to meet you. Any friend of Tobias is a friend of mine. Betty! Come and meet Tobias and his friend.
I want Alison to stay with you and Betty. You will like Betty. She will like you.
That's all right. You're welcomed, and Alison is welcomed. Betty!
Hello.
Betty, meet Alison.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Ah, Mum, it's me.
Tobias, you frightened me.
Sorry, Mum, I wanted to have a word with you.
Oh, well, I'm in such a hurry. Is my carriage waiting in the courtyard?
It is ready, Mum.
I'm in such a rush.
I wanted to ask your forgiveness, Mum. Oh. I wanted to say I'm sorry for the manner in which I spoke to you.
And so you should. It is so unlike you. I wondered what had come over you. You were always so mannerly, so respectful. You were our pride and joy. I thought there must have been something wrong with you. You and I need to have a talk about your life and what you want to do in the future. You would like to do that, wouldn't you?
Yes, Mum.
We must talk when I have the time. Go to the courtyard and wait to see me into my carriage.
Yes, Mum.
Tobias.
Joy, I had to come. I have something very important to ask you. You see,
I'm glad you came. I have some very disturbing news.
What's that?
Mr. Redgrave just told me. The opposition in the House has called for a clampdown on Negroes in London, and the Black Birds of St. Giles were mentioned specifically.
Us?
Why? It was reported in the pamphlets in the Gazette this week that a white girl out of wedlock gave birth to a baby with dark skin, curly hair and negroid features. She was seen over several months in the company of a black man.
One of our boys.
That's not the point.
Well, it would be great.
Just a couple of weeks ago I was warning our boys about the dangers of being with white women. Now, in Parliament, they're talking about deporting Negroes.
Well, they can't do that.
Don't be too sure.
You think white people who bought their black servants are going to allow them to be deported?
For what they might consider to be the purity of their race, they might.
I doubt it.
A people that own and enslave others can do anything.
I just can't see it happening.
Mr. Redgrave has warned me about being in the streets at night and told me to warn my friends, especially those that walk with white women, that they could find themselves in serious trouble.
Just for walking with a white woman?
Aye!
Oh. I was saying I had something very important to ask.
I will never, ever get myself in such a predicament again.
That man, he seemed dangerous.
So naive. So stupid. I don't know what possessed me. I've never before been anywhere alone with a man. I felt so low, so worthless.
Alison, why?
My mother took up with this strange man. I hated him and he didn't like me either. She disappeared with him and I haven't seen her for 3 weeks. I was alone and hungry. I didn't know what to do. I've no friends in London.
You haven't got friends?
I came to London with my mother only 2 months ago.
You're looking for her?
There's no point. I know when I'm not wanted.
I hope you'll never have to feel that way again. I spoke to Joy Joe, my friend. He spoke to his master about you, and his master agreed that you can go and work for him as a domestic servant. Have board, lodging.
Can I? You did that for me.
Yes.
Oh, who would have thought?
The Negro would come to your rescue and find you work in London.
Well, that's right.
I never thought I could do it either.
I'm so pleased. I'm so happy I could scream.
Why don't you?
I did. Tobias?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you dressed like this?
It's my servant's livery. I hoped it would serve as a disguise, because I knew I'd be meeting you. It might cause some people to think I'm in your service.
You in your grand costume, and me in the tattered frock. I'll be your giveaway.
Well, I've already noticed people looking at us everywhere we turn.
I haven't seen.
Look, over there, two men. They look like constables.
Take no notice. I really hate this. I should be able to speak to you and to be with you without being gawped at.
We'll just have to be careful. We'll have to be discreet.
Coachman! Please, coachman, stop here! Coachman, is this Tobias coming from the park with a young lady?
Why? Yes, Mr. Canfield. It is Tobias, miss, yes.
Do you know the girl, coachman?
I'll say I do, miss. Oh, they're saying goodbye now, miss. She's walking away.
Coachman, please wait here. I'll be back presently. Tobias!
Oh, Mr. Media.
Yes. What, Tobias, do you imagine you are up to?
I just came from the park.
I saw you. Come in the carriage. Thank you, coachman. Please drive on.
Yes.
Tobias, what did you think you were doing walking alone in the park with that girl?
Her name is Alison.
Alison? You know that sort of thing is not allowed. You could find yourself in serious trouble.
I'm not sure I understand. What would I be getting into trouble about?
You know very well.
You mean because I haven't got permission of my mistress and master to have a friend?
It's not just that.
Oh, Miss Amelia, you're cautioning me about the dangers of keeping company with a female.
I always thought of you differently.
I am a Negro. You saw Alison. And she's white. Miss Amelia, I don't know what you expected. I'm not a eunuch.
Obviously not.
If my mistress or master would consider my having a white girl as a friend, an act of betrayal, then they should have made it possible for me to know black girls. And even then, no one's master of the heart.
Think of the risk!
Here, Tobias.
Hmm?
Me, you say you find yourself a girl?
Emma, it's true.
I've met a friend.
Mm-hmm. So when are we going to meet Emma?
In time, in time.
Mm-hmm. He told me about her. I told him. Now it's Joy Joe's turn to find a lady friend.
Rachel, if they had their way, we'd have no friends at all.
Yes, the pressure will be on every one of us to stop from meeting like this.
I'm sure it will.
We have to make up our minds to stick together as a group.
Now, does that mean from meeting with my friends?
Mm-hmm. The masters and mistresses will tell you to stay away from the Blackbird of St. Giles.
That's for sure.
They'll say it's because they don't want any harm to come to you, but the real reason is because they think we're notorious.
They think of us as a bunch of outlaws.
They'll threaten us with all kinds of punishments.
They're going to hide your clothes and your shoes.
They'll say, those street women will lead us to everlasting damnation and hell.
Let them lead I to the hell and fire in the furnace between the tides.
Yes, yes, we must be careful. But don't let them break up our group. It's important that we know what they're saying.
Hey, Patsy, I come. Oh, you doing, Patsy? Yeah, right.
Hey, fellas, what are you lot up to?
It's a fine day to be out in Hyde Park.
Girls around St. Giles were asking for you.
Talking about us?
Yeah. Oh, they missed you.
We'll be down there later, fellas. I tell you, we had better find ourselves something worthwhile to do instead of wasting time with a load of prostitutes.
What you say?
You heard.
Hey, no, you can't say
a thing like that. I can't say
you get too big for your boots.
Him saying big.
Proudly.
But not in the boots.
No prostitute has ever done anything for me.
Never done anything for you. Don't make me laugh, Paige.
I'm telling you they haven't.
Yeah, what about Beatrice and Julia?
Mm-hmm. They're not prostitutes.
Oh, well, neither am I. And Nancy's untouched.
Yes, yes.
Mary's a nun. Blows the streets going along. And Connie, where's the justice?
Them girls, them good at their work.
I said, not all white girls that are friends of Negroes are prostitutes.
The ones I know are.
Tobias has a white girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He says she's not a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. Leave her out of it.
So what's so special about her? You want to keep her from all of us?
I say, leave Allison out of it.
Oh, man. Oh, God. You're afraid if you see me, she be mine.
Good. Hey, no, Tobias! No! Oh, oh,
Dominic!
All right,
your
pals!
What are you fighting about? You're all good friends. It's silly fighting about something like that.
I didn't know he felt that way.
It's his girlfriend, and you should respect
her. Come on,
I do, man. I wasn't saying anything bad about her.
Now, let's forget it.
I so look forward to seeing you, walking with you.
So do I. And we shouldn't allow anything to come between us.
I promise, Tobias. I won't.
Allison, meeting you and talking to you has evoked feelings in me I never thought I had or would ever have. Things about being a man and realizing that I'm not a little blackamoor anymore. And I know now I will never allow anyone to treat me like a little blackamoor again. So simple and natural that it has taken you, a woman, to make me realize that I'm not just a Negro, that I'm a man.
Oh, Tobias.
Shh. Who are they? Over there.
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on!
God!
Hello.
I'm Alison Wilkinson. I need to speak to Mr. Schofield urgently.
Yes, please step inside. Now, please wait here. Mr. Schofield? Mr. Schofield?
Yes, Queenie.
Mr. Schofield, someone wants to see you. Sounds very important.
Can I help you?
Mr. Schofield, it's about Tobias.
Tobias? What has he done?
He's been arrested.
Arrested? Why?
Well, two constables just came and grabbed hold of him. They beat him and arrested
him. Well, where
was he? With me.
Oh, I see.
You were on the street. You must help him, Mr. Schofield. He didn't do anything wrong.
Tobias, servant of Mr. Schofield, you are charged with causing a public nuisance and disturbing the peace.
You look so haggard.
Do you have anyone to speak on your behalf?
Your Honor, I will speak for him.
Oh. Tobias, I do hope you appreciate the reason the judge allowed you to walk free.
I do, sir.
I have had to promise that I will ensure that you keep the peace and are law-abiding. I hope you understand what that means.
Yes, sir. If I were to do anything wrong again, I could be arrested, whipped, or deported.
Precisely. So you are clear about the undertaking I had to give the judge?
I am, sir.
Well, Tobias, I want you to promise me that you will never be out in the streets late at night again.
I won't, sir.
But do you promise?
Yes, sir.
I have to stress this point because should you break your promise, and were you to find yourself in a similar situation, I shall wash my hands and you will be left to the dictates of the law.
Yes, sir. Sir, I thank you for speaking up for me.
You just keep out of trouble.
I will, sir.
Hey, Tobias.
Oh, Joy, you took me by surprise.
Queenie let me in. She says you're staying in your chamber. That you've been home for days. The boys have all been asking around for you.
I was otherwise occupied.
Alison told me about what the constables did to you.
I thought they were going to kill me, you know. I was punched in front of Alison, and they brought me before the judge. If Mr. Schofield hadn't come and spoken to me, I don't know what would have happened to me.
They would certainly have deported you.
Where to?
Back to Africa.
Africa?
Sierra Leone. They call it Freetown. They're telling black people that it is a beautiful place on the coast and promising them money to go and settle there.
I doubt that many will go of their own free will.
They're promising them that there, Negroes will be free. Mr. Redgrave told me the bill was passed in Parliament a few days ago to go and send black people from the streets of London to Sierra Leone.
They're referring to beggars, not to us.
Yes, that's what they're saying for now. But they might end up picking up anyone who happens to be black.
To them, black people are all the same.
The plan comes from a man called Smethem. He's argued against a similar project for white people, claiming that the climate and soil was unsuitable for the establishment of a penal colony. He has now assured Parliament that the climate and the soil are good, that black people could grow corn and rice and keep livestock. We have reason to be suspicious.
You know, when we were children, they couldn't wait to show us off. Now they want to banish us. So that this country, that their white country, can remain pure and white, like Christmas snow.
We must take care.
Oh, Joy, my dear friend. We must be together. Alone, we haven't got a chance. And they will destroy us if we let them. Betty! Betty!
Oh, Trini, come in!
Move your feet, the boys are with me.
Oh!
Betty, I had to bring the fellas because we have something serious to talk about.
Oh, man, Trini, you don't have to have a reason to bring your friends home.
No, of course he doesn't.
Joy tells us we could find ourselves in serious trouble.
You're right, Betty?
Yeah, thanks.
So, come on, man. What's this disturbing news that's going to get black people in serious trouble?
The government plans to rid the streets of black people by means of deportation.
Oh, right. Man, they're just cleaning the streets of those black beggars.
You mean send them out of the country?
Yes. You might as well send them to Africa,
don't
right?
Don't worry, Betty. It won't have anything to do with you.
It might.
They're just deporting those beggars, man.
Why? Because them beg?
I tell you, when I'm passing them in the street, I have to turn the other way. Seeing black people in begging in the street, wearing dirty, smelly clothes, I tell you, makes me feel sick. And I believe some of them deliberately wear the rags to beg. I think they are a disgrace to the black race.
So you are saying you are glad they're planning to ship them away?
It might be the best thing, but...
No, you can't decide to ship us all away.
Yes, which is very likely.
Babe, you're saying that they should get rid of the black beggars?
Yes.
What would stop them from wanting to get rid of you as well?
That's right.
Betty, Trini said to do. Wherever they send me, I go send for you. Because Betty, my love, is Trini.
You fellas couldn't survive without each other.
And we know you couldn't survive without Trini either.
Mm. Well, why should they want to do that?
Listen, the black loyalists who fought for Britain in the American War of Independence, they were rewarded with their freedom, and many have come here.
There are more black people here now than used to be.
They are seen as a threat to white people, and so are we.
I don't see how we can threaten white people.
I've noticed that I'm being followed by constables wherever I go.
I'm also being followed.
Then I follow all of we.
Most white people are fond of you, sir.
Not only true of people like you.
Oh, they were happy with us when we were their pet creatures.
Yeah.
And would be happy with us as long as they consider us a bunch of buffoons. A bunch of buffoons who consort with the street women around St. Giles.
I was never a buffoon.
Yeah, you were certainly their pet. Now, however, the black presence is being felt.
So, man, what's this black presence that's going to make white people shudder? Yeah.
White people are not happy when they read letters or articles in the pamphlets, albeit written under pseudonyms, when they know the writer is black.
Writing letters isn't a crime.
Beige is always correcting the errors in the use of the Latin verb. Trini has the most enviable background in the classics, and that's only the blacks from amongst our friends.
You saying because you fellas are educated, white people don't want you here.
They are beginning to take black people seriously.
They are more worried about what we write than what we do.
The Dying Negro is a great poem which was written by a black slave. He willed himself to die rather than suffer the indignity of slavery. Please, let me read this. To you, this unpolluted blood I pour. To you, that spirit which ye grave restore. Oh, lead me to that spot, that sacred shore, where souls are free and men oppressed no more.
That poem is it, all.
You know, such sentiments, they fuel the cause of the abolitionist. And they've won hearts of many whites in the condemnation of slavery and servitude of the black man. And that is why they're afraid of us.
It was kind of Betty and Trini to let us come here and be together.
I'd do that for them.
You could come to my chamber at Mr. Redgrave's.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, it could make it difficult for Joy Jo.
Won't it be difficult for me?
Alison, you know what I mean.
I do. Are you very protective of Joy? Is he your best friend?
I suppose he is.
Tobias, I'm so happy.
So am I.
I die when we're parted, and I only come alive when we meet again.
Oh, that doesn't say much for me.
It doesn't say everything to you.
You should feel alive and willing to face the world.
I wouldn't waste such feelings on the world. Oh, Tobias, what do you think will happen to us?
I often ask myself the same thing. I'm forever wondering what the future has in store for you and me.
This world is so unfair. We shouldn't have to lie to share the love we have for each other.
There's no other world for me than when we're together.
If it is possible to find happiness in this world, I will fight with every ounce of my being to share it with you.
Oh, Alison.
What are you going to do with him?
The justice of the peace will destroy that, miss.
Ah, Miss Allison.
Who is it, Papa? Please, Mr. Schofield, please.
Well, tell me, what is the matter, Allison?
They've done it again. Before my very eyes, they beat him up and arrested him.
You are referring to Tobias?
I am.
Well, he promised he wouldn't be out in the street late at night.
He wasn't. He was with me in a room in a private house.
Tobias was with you alone in a room.
He was. Where is Tobias now? Arrested. At the office of the Justice of the Peace.
Please, Papa, let's discuss this.
Please, sir, I beg of you.
I need to have a word with my daughter. Do please excuse me.
Papa, please don't get involved.
I thought you were fond of Tobias.
As a child, I was not allowed to play with him. I now know why.
He has been with us for such a long time.
But he's been drifting away from this family for some time.
He has.
Well, can't you see, Papa? Tobias has come to despise us. I returned from Europe happy to see him, and he shied away from me. He's been rude to Mama.
Yes.
He spends a lot of time with the notorious Blackbirds of St. Giles. Well, everyone knows the type of women that befriend them. And now this young girl comes pleading to you on Tobias's behalf. You had warned him, Papa. It's just a matter of time before Tobias completely leaves this household. It is time. Set him free, however much it hurts.
You realize what this might mean? You might never see Tobias again.
You heard her. I doubt we'll be seeing him much longer in any case.
Mr. Schofield, you're not going to help Tobias, are you?
I think it might be best for both of you if Tobias were sent away.
Mr. Schofield, how could you say such a thing? He's been with your family since he was a child.
Then you can understand how difficult it must be for me.
You're not going to help Tobias.
I'm sorry.
How could you, Mr. Schofield? How unfeeling. How could you?
Miss Amelia, what happened? I just saw that girl at the door. She was very upset.
I should tell you, Queenie, Toby has been arrested again.
Oh, poor Tobias. Oh, Miss Amelia. What is Mr. Schofield doing?
Nothing.
Oh, but...
I'm sorry, Queenie.
But what will your mamma say?
She will agree it's for the best.
Tobias! Servants at Mr. Schofield. The charges against you of causing a public nuisance and disturbing the peace, which were brought before this court on a previous occasion, in a short span of time have been proved. And the judgment of this court is that you should be held in custody and expelled from these shores forthwith on a ship destined for Africa, the coastline of Sierra Leone, described as Freetown.
No! No! Don't let him go! No!
Silence in this court! If this description of Freetown is apt, you might in time be grateful to this court.
Alison. I'm sorry I'm late. What happened?
Joy. He was found guilty.
How? How could they?
The constables told untruths.
Mr. Schofield didn't come.
No.
God, I wasn't there either.
Joy. He's to be deported. Joy. What we're going to do is everything I ever wanted. What are we going to do?
I don't know. I really don't know.
There they are, going on the wall.
I can see Tobias being escorted by the guards.
Come on, we'll ask the guards. We can have a word with him. Excuse me, sir.
Stand back.
We just want to say goodbye to a friend.
Yeah, well, it's not allowed. You can't. Oh,
please.
You can't.
He hasn't even seen us.
What a sad way to say goodbye to a friend. To someone you love.
Goodbye. This is not goodbye. Someday I will join Tobias in Sierra Leone.
In the 18th century, several newspapers carried reports of white women who had left Britain to meet black men who had been repatriated to Africa. This became so widespread, J.A. Rogers reported in 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro with complete proof, that in 1787, while a party of 351 free Negroes was aboard ship at Portsmouth, England, en route to Sierra Leone, West Africa, the authorities brought on board 62 white women, prostitutes and others, whom they wished to get rid of and married them to as many men and sent them off to be future mothers of the colony.
In The Blackbirds of St. Giles, Tobias was played by Ben Winter as the young boy, and Akin Mukherjee as the man. John Fleming was Mr. Schofield. Melinda Walker was Mrs. Schofield, and Ginny Mears was Queenie. Annette Bass played Amelia as a girl, and Sandra James Young, Amelia as a woman. Keith Drinkle was Captain Roper. Colin McFarlane was Mark Alley. Susan Adairin was Bella, and John Webb was Howard. The Blackbirds were Clarence Smith as Joy Joe, Malcolm Fredericks as Trini, and David Harewood as Beige. Federay Holmes was Allison. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Blackbirds of St. Giles was written by Robert Birmingham and directed by Anne Edivine.